everyone, and welcome to episode 7.
7, 7, 7.
You're here because you know it. It's High Mystery.
Time to get high and talk about mysteries.
I don't know why that made Rob laugh so much today, but that's what we do here.
It's all about delivery, you know.
Yep.
His face. I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Robert.
Taking care of the audio for us today is Chris.
I'm Chris.
He's Chris. Today, Rob's in charge of our mystery, but before we get into it, we got a spark up. One of our favorites. It's going to be a King Palm.
It's a King Palm that I packed with apple fritter.
Yum, I'm hungry.
It's the only kind of sugar Tristan's allowed to have.
Cheat day is coming.
Cheat day cometh.
That's right.
Where's the first stop on cheat day?
I have not put my list together yet, but fritters are definitely going to be happening.
We might put that list up on the podcast. Put it on the Tristan website destroyed. Or something.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate munchies day. Tristan has an absolutely ludicrous diet. If you've ever seen the movie.
I really have an all-or-nothing personality, so you just got to, like, ride that wave.
If you've ever seen Spaceballs when the light blinks light speed and then ridiculous speed and then ludicrous speed, that's where Tristan's diet is.
You got to turn it up to 11.
But basically, he denies himself everything except for a period of 48 hours every year, which he treats like Christmas, where he can just eat absolutely anything he wants. And that's the cheat day, which we're referring to.
Yeah. And I definitely took part in that last year. And I mean, you know, I don't know how they managed to put so much down and keep going.
Weed. It really, weed really helps.
It really comes down.
I'm not going to lie. It's just so much food.
When you feel like dying, hit a blunt.
What's the name of this strain again that we're smoking?
Apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
Got us on the food topic.
Yeah, got us on the food.
Yeah. You know, that's how Weird Al Yankovic started his career. Just smoking different bud with food names. He starts writing songs about them.
That's not true, by the way.
Oh, I've met Weird Al Yankovic. I'm pretty sure it's true.
If you've met Weird Al, you know his last name's pronounced Yankovic.
My friend is engaged to Weird Al. He's a very sober gentleman.
Your son was engaged to Weird Al?
What? My friend.
Oh.
I had a friend.
His son, he keeps up in his closet.
He had a brain fart and said, son.
I had a friend in like the fifth grade, shout out to Dylan, who had every Weird Al Yankovic song memorized, and he would be like a human jukebox where you would like pretend to push in the buttons and like say what song it was, and then he would recite any Weird Al Yankovic song that you could.
I will see your Weird Al story and raise you with a brother. I had a party in eighth grade where everybody was invited, and Adrienne Abbott, who was a self-proclaimed witch, said she could fly if she had the right elderberry root, but it didn't grow at the time of year when I asked her about it.
Of course.
She came to my party.
Always out of season.
Yeah.
She came to my party, and she had one of those CD booklets, you know, that you used to use to hold all your CDs.
Oh, yeah. I was a kid of the 90s.
Yeah. She brings this CD booklet to the party, and I open it up. Every single thing in there is a Weird Al Yankovic CD.
Yes.
That's the only thing that was in the entire book. She had like his Christmas
album. No Stevie
albums.
Nicks? What kind of witch is she?
Fair enough. But yeah, that was what Adrian brought
not
to the party.
Can fly.
A flightless witch.
That's right. Anyway.
Yes, okay.
Weird Al. What's your mystery?
It's not about Weird Al.
It's not whether Weird Al Yankovic is Weird Al Yankovic or Weird Al Yankovic.
Right in. Tell us about how you like to pronounce it.
I only have the UHF poster in my living room currently framed.
Holy shit.
Just watching you all the time.
Staring at me when I'm in my living room, me and my dog.
Basically makes you a Weird Al expert.
It does. And meeting him. And having his autograph.
And we love Weird Al, but that's not why we're here today.
I brought to you guys a heavy hitter. So none of you guys have heard of Gareth Williams.
Gareth Williams. He sounds like a country singer.
Yeah, I can see that.
You guys thinking country singer?
That's... Y'all going to see Gareth Williams?
Heck yeah, I got my ticket right there, taking the truck.
I love Gareth Williams. He speaks about things that I can relate to.
Like America, the end. End sentence.
No offense to anybody who has an accent that sounds any
more. I'm sorry if you're if you're from the UK and you're a country singer. Must be hard living out there.
There's a lot of country out there.
I mean, sure? I can't speak for these two, but I'm from Kentucky, so I'm pretty sure I'm covered. I get to do a southern accent.
I have a southern friend, so does that work?
Garrett's not a common American name.
It's true.
It is not. Good noticing that, Chris, because Gareth Williams is actually from the UK.
What do things sound like in the UK?
So he's from UK, University of Kentucky?
Yes. Go Blue Devils.
Wildcats.
Tar Heels. How
dare you? They're like one of the winningest teams of all time. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Gareth Williams is a code breaker.
Oh.
Yes.
Break them codes.
He's akin back to my Cicada 3301 episode.
Did he solve it? He would have been top of the class.
Did he figure it out?
It was an award-winning episode, fan favorite.
Salutatorian minimum.
So he on August 23rd, 2010, GCHQ, which is like the UK's version of the NSA.
No strings attached, of course. Continue.
We all know about that.
Yeah, friends with benefits. GCHQ contacted British police to do a welfare check on their employee, Gareth Williams, after he had failed to show up to work for the past 7 days.
Okay.
So already kind of a red flag in that it takes him 7 days of unexplained absences to check up on this guy.
Hmm.
But why they're checking up on him for, like, money?
No.
He didn't go to work.
He didn't go to work. And so they called the police and said, hey, can you just stop by his place, make sure everything's okay?
Wow. I'm already, like, sad because, A, he doesn't have anyone in his life who would have checked on him besides work, and B, that no one at work was like, I'll just run over to his house tonight.
Yeah, it's super shocking because...
I don't really want to get involved, but he hasn't really been here.
Yeah.
I mean, his place is like 2 blocks away from mine, but it's not super on my route.
Super inconvenient.
It's only one-way streets.
Where are your friends, Gareth? Okay. So they send the police.
It's super weird, too, because he lives right next to work.
Ugh.
Like, he takes the bike to work every day.
So impersonal.
So...
I wanted to see how you were doing, so I sent the police by.
Yep. Yep. So, when the police arrive, they found a cell phone and 2 SIM cards on a table and a red lady's wig draped over a chair.
Oh.
Near the sofa, they found a laptop and another cell phone. In the guest bedroom, they found boxes and yellow cases containing 20,000 British pounds, which is approximately $30,000, worth of designer women's clothing and women's shoes.
So he's a cross-dresser.
Maybe.
Did they look at the pictures on the computers and stuff?
Well... In the master in the master bedroom, clothes were neatly folded on the bed, and a gown and a duvet were uncharacteristically strewn on the floor. Yeah.
Oh my.
Uncharacteristic of this apartment to have a gown and a duvet just strewn upon the floor.
My word.
How do you have a characteristically strewn gown?
Characteristic of a strewner. So, in the bathroom tub, a red North Face duffel bag was found padlocked.
Oh my.
It's weird that they already take note of like which direction it's face. Oh, that's the brand. I see.
North facing. That's clearly the front of the bag, sir. Interesting. It's catching the both the both sunrise and sunset on this bag, sir.
You could have gotten away with that confusion. You didn't have to say it.
It's a national treasure conspiracy, but in England. When the sun hits it.
To be fair.
He's facing Finland.
I'm just involved in the story, man. I'm just following it.
So.
To be fair, he doesn't live anywhere with snow. He doesn't have a whole lot of, you know, association with cold brands.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, enough to like catch myself mid-year. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. No, I'm stupid.
Okay, so okay. There's North Face duffel bag. It's padlocked. It's
padlocked.
Padlocked.
Yes, padlocked.
Padlocked.
Whew.
Because you can't like rip into
police,
that or
yeah.
Right. Or just cut it.
Right.
Police attempt to lift the bag, but then they noticed a red liquid pooling under the bag. Police make a small cut to the duffel bag, and in it they discover the nude body of Gareth Williams.
Oh my. In a duffel bag.
In a duffel bag.
Padlocked. So cut up? Assumingly? No, just folded up in
just,
there?
Yep, just...
Or it's a really big duffel bag.
It's a big duffel bag.
Shout out to duffels. North Face for making...
Oh, God. Oh, they're so good you can fit a body in here. You don't believe me?
Just holds a lot of things, all I was saying.
North Face, official sponsor of the
North Face, you can fit a lot of shit in here.
I mean, you know, like, people buy cars and they're like, oh, that's a nice trunk. Like, yeah. You can fit a body in there. You're like,
it's a nice bag. I did fit the body in there, but the blood pooled out.
That was one on the review. Well, sir, I went down a star because of that.
I still give it 3.5 stars. Quality product, would recommend to friends.
You should try our North Face companion product, a water sealing spray. You know they have it.
Items similarly bought together.
Yeah, that's right. Amazon recommended.
So, yes.
That's really the problem here is just laziness. They could have waterproofed the inside.
I mean, they through the trouble padlock. Of everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe they were in a rush.
Clearly not. They got him in a duffel bag in the
I
tub.
Mean, there was the dress that was a strewn or whatever, yeah. Right? That sounds like something that's in a hurry.
Okay, so they find Gareth's body. There's a uncharacteristically strewn gown, some folded clothes.
Yeah. That's the most important piece of evidence. Yeah. The gown. Remember, that's going to tie back in later.
It all ties into the gown.
I'm curious about the surplus of cell phones. There's 3 cell phones at the scene?
Or 2 memory
There's
sticks.
There's 2 cell phones, 2 SIM cards.
Yeah, SIM cards.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's weird too.
Yes.
Bunch of burner phones.
So,
typical of someone like living a double life.
Well, you know, Gareth, like I said, he was an employee of GCHQ, which is just second to British intelligence MI6.
Yeah.
So like that's...
He knows some things about being secure.
He's yeah. like the guy who hands James Bond a report.
Yeah. I mean, he's extremely intelligent and had already earned a first class degree in mathematics by the age of 17.
Oh,
okay. Universal language scientist.
I was failing high school at that age. Mm. He had already earned his degree in advanced mathematics.
And wearing women's underwear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's hard, man. You got to tuck things.
I mean, we have no evidence that he wore the underwear, right?
Yeah, we have no evidence
of that. We just
know
that there was a gown and a wig here.
Yep. That's all that, you know, maybe he brought somebody back home and...
Yeah, it could be a cross-dresser moved in and...
Did he have makeup on him? Like, was he...
No, okay. Just absolutely naked. There was no makeup in his place either.
Oh, okay. The plot thickens.
Right.
So, you know, and like...
That takes you away from the cross-dressing.
The cross-dressing maybe. Thing, I mean, well...
Might just be that he liked to put on a wig and a dress...
The thing is, well, $30,000 worth of designer women's clothes, bit much, but I would, there's no evidence to support that he was cross-dressing, like he didn't tell his family, any of his closest friends.
Right. There's no club that knows him as Coco LaRue or anything.
Exactly. And he's not, there's no Google searches or well, that's what any I'm saying. Interest what was on in his computer?
Like, there wasn't pictures of him dressed up?
No.
Okay.
Wow. This is 2010, so. But again, yeah, he's a smart person. You know, he's...
It's a secret hidden file.
It could be. Or well, he could just know that he's in an intelligence organization. It's best to just keep all that stuff wiped.
He uses Polaroids and then burns them.
That's right. That's right. That's how he sends a selfie.
You cannot take a picture of yourself naked, Colin.
Well, the police did, or I should say GCHQ, did confiscate 9 memory sticks from this place.
Oh.
And they didn't make like a lot of it public because he was, you know,
right.
had a very
intelligent,
advanced security clearance. So, yeah. But I mean, within the police department, they do have people that do have advanced security clearances for this kind of stuff. But even then, they're not, they weren't allowed this information.
Yeah.
So there is stuff
that's above your pay grade.
Yeah. The fact that he might have worn women's clothes just wasn't part of that
investigation or whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Part of the report.
Maybe he was trying to make the leap to spy, and he was working on his like disguise.
That is definitely one theory. Is that he was like, because it is James Bond type stuff that they are involved with.
I saw you
call
him at me like I was crazy.
I only like him like. I mean, he's the association below the association that would be responsible.
Right, he wants to make the jump. It's like that movie.
He's training, okay. Right. Maybe. He was called up by Nick Fury.
He was very in shape. He was very athletic. Like I said, he biked to work, and he was actually just like a not a professional bike rider, but he was up
there. This guy's in shape.
I mean,
yeah.
He's limber enough to be folded into a North Face bag.
No.
Yeah?
That's pretty raw of, like, the other spy. You know, it seems like spy behavior. Fold him up, leave him in a duffel bag, no trace, no evidence.
Well,
and it definitely sends a message for whoever's like...
That's true.
Yeah, the way they found this guy, or the way that he started working at GCHQ, is that he just had a knack for playing online games. And so they brought him in, yeah.
And they were like...
See, they're always watching. Even when you're playing video games, they're like, oh, that guy's dope. We need to recruit
him. That's why they made World of Warcraft, to see who's the best code breaker out there.
And who's the best ogre.
Yeah.
What is that book/movie where they do that with the kids, and they have them play video games?
War Games?
It's an episode of South Park.
Oh,
I think Heaven recruits Kenny. I know that's one. There's probably more than one example because everything's been done.
Is it War Games?
Probably did it. Maybe, no, Ender's Game.
Dear God, is it War Games?
Tell me the answer.
Ender's Game.
What?
Ender's Game.
Ender's Game. Oh, yeah, the book, yeah.
And they made the movie.
They made that that movie starring Indiana Jones, yeah. What Gareth's job was that he worked closely with the NSA tracking international money laundering routes used by organized crime groups, including Moscow-based mafia cells.
Oh, he's that presents motive.
I mean, he's playing with some crazy people's money's information there.
Yeah,
that's mafia stuff. So who's to say?
Yeah.
Woo.
And his work was considered to be world-class and award-winning within the agency. This guy won awards for his code-breaking and nonsense like that.
I absolutely adore the idea that they're having. All right, everyone, welcome to the 20th Annual Codebreakers Ball. Tonight we're going to give out a lot of awards. People are going to go home with prizes, but one thing's guaranteed. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yep.
All right, Codebreakers, let's hit the dance floor.
Most awkward dance floor you would ever see in your life.
I mean, I would want it to be like Matrix, you know, like where the people still are cool or whatever, and it's like a badass electro music theme, but like I feel like it's going to be more like a chess club meeting.
Yeah, probably. like at the Marriott without any decorations or anything.
Yeah, the Marriott guy come in. Does anyone need more water?
Oh my god, we would love more water.
Can we're the ones with the lemon and the cucumber. Thank you.
We are losing our mind for this lemon cucumber water.
We came out to Manhattan Beach. We were expected lemon cucumber water.
Speaking of lemon cucumber water, we're about to spark up our second blunt of the episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is a raw brand trap house. It's made with top shelf blueberry indica buds. It's top grade quality cannabis infused with hash oil and dipped in glitter keef.
Yo, this glitter keef is crazy.
You can literally see it sparkling in the sun.
Yeah, we'll probably get an Instagram going and post that to the Instagram.
There's no probably about it.
For people who like sparkly things.
Yeah, there really isn't any probably about it. Just by the time that they hear this, we'll probably have it up.
Exactly. How's it hit?
Smooth.
You feeling sparkly?
I do. You know, it really actually kind of works perfectly with this mystery because, you know,
there's glitter coming.
There's glitter.
Oh, I mean, glitter bombs.
Is there really glitter coming?
It's not glitter in that sense, but just the sparkly way that this person might have been a crossdresser.
It's cool. Even
you know, designer gowns and whatnot.
Even the ash is sparkly.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It stays in as like you smoke it. Yeah, like it's the ash part is still sparkly.
It's true. It makes me assume we're inhaling something horrible for our lungs.
They said smokable glitter.
I mean,
jury's
people
out.
Eat glitter.
Yeah, jury's out on whether it's healthy for us or not.
Sure.
I mean, I guess if you ate glitter, it would make your poop more festive. Anyway. So okay.
Back to this grisly murder.
Yeah, he's so, right. He's got the mob that he's been, like,
yeah,
potentially.
That is grilling. One thread to this. But also looking at his loft, it's important to note that he lived on the top floor of this apartment condo loft complex, whatever.
Sounds nice.
Townhouse.
Yeah, he's got a good.
So yeah, he lives on the top floor, and the place is actually classified as a safe house for employees that work for British intelligence.
Oh, so it's like they're.
Is he squatting, like staying there without them knowing? So he's just like the caretaker of the safe house.
No. They give it's out safe them. Houses. Yeah. It's for okay. people that work. So, because it's right next to British Intelligence Agency.
It's where Bond goes to live when he's not killing people.
Nice. So, yeah, I see why it's dank.
Yeah.
So, now, like I said, his naked body was found padlocked in this duffel bag. The key to that padlock was inside the duffel bag underneath his body.
What a crazy escape room.
There were no fingerprints or DNA on or around the bag, not even Gareth's.
Yeah, that sounds professional as fuck.
It definitely sounds like a rival spy to me.
The coroner said that there were no injuries to the body.
Whoa. See, he's flexible. That's what I was saying.
Which means that he likely got into the duffel bag voluntarily. And, even after being padlocked in the back, though.
He was trying to practice his Houdini act.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility.
But wait, they see blood coming out, pooling underneath the bag. Mm-hmm. But there's no injuries?
No injuries.
Like, so it's
I think you maybe when you die, the blood just kind of seeps out of your...
Unfortunately, I think that's not the case.
Doesn't your blood just kind of rest, and that's why you get, like, a really red... Like, if you're lying dead on your back, then your back gets incredibly red.
Like, the gravity does sink the blood to that side of the body, but I don't know if it's enough to permeate through the skin.
Agreed.
Or through any of the orifices.
Somebody let us know if you're a mortician and you know this kind of fucked up knowledge.
Or, you know, if you've got Google and you're right by it.
You happen to find out.
Or if you kill people.
Okay, but so they say no injuries.
No injuries to the body whatsoever.
Wow. Toxicology report, maybe?
Well, they did conduct one. They actually conducted three separate toxicology reports. They did find a very, very minute amount of alcohol and GHB, which is the date rape drug.
Oh, no.
But they say that it might be false negatives due to the rate of decomposition of the body.
Okay, so that it's could not be, definitive.
Yeah.
Because it was at least 7 days of him being in that exactly. bag, presumably.
And yeah. the crazy thing is that his heat in his apartment was turned up. And that was weird because it was in the middle of summer when he died. Oh, so no. it was like already trying hot to begin with.
Trying to make the body
decompose yeah, faster, and that's what happened.
All signs point to professional.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They said that the likely cause of death was either poison that like just was not traceable.
Ricin or something.
Yeah, or, you know, because he was in a bathtub and was leaking something, it was going down the drain, which you couldn't, like, be able to, you know, test any of that.
You can't test drain liquids.
Yeah. There's
too much drain on in there.
Too much rust and whatnot. Drunk
soap and et cetera.
Huh. I mean, it's just a lot of work to strip those pipes. But the problem also was that you couldn't, because he was so badly decomposed, you couldn't tell if he was still, like, alive when they put that body in there.
Right, it's hard to ascertain time of death.
Well, it's hard to know whether or not he was like thrashing around in that bag to get all like scratched up because his body was so badly decomposed that any small scrapes and scratches wouldn't be very apparent. Huh. So that is something.
That's yummy.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you think you would have sustained at least a few injuries if you were thrashing around in a bag in a bathtub.
I mean, if he's like date raped or whatever, that would presumably yeah. make you not thrash.
That's true.
And based on his body mass and everything and inside that bag, you'd probably be dead of suffocation within 20 minutes.
So they're tight, those bags.
North Face makes them tight.
Could you live in one of these? No, you couldn't. It's too tight.
Sorry, North Face. I legitimately like your products. No face is going to be mad at us.
No. All publicity is good publicity.
That's true. I mean, we didn't put him in a North Face bag. Someone else did.
So, like I said, there was like the most smallest amounts of alcohol or GHB, but he was not known to take drugs or drink alcohol. So there were no signs of forced entry, no fingerprints, and no DNA in the apartment whatsoever. So not even like Gareth's. So it had to have been like
cleaned down,
wiped, yeah, fucking clean.
Again, professional mm-hmm. as fuck.
Investigators were able to extract partial DNA samples, but due to a mishandling of evidence...
How convenient.
Yep. The samples matched that of the investigator.
Oh, it was... Dude, it just was the investigator.
Maybe. Done. Or maybe it. Just...
Let me know what's up. Case closed.
People that investigated Gareth's computer did find that Gareth visited bondage websites.
Okay, so this could be potentially a case of just things gone wrong. Pleasure's gone wrong.
It's possible.
Which happens.
Yeah.
How many
yeah.
stories do you hear of, like, people trying to choke themselves out and...
Yep. David Carradine.
Taking it too far.
You know, add further fuel to this fire thought.
Fire thought.
Yeah, that's...
I am fire thought. Power to control flames with my brain.
That'd be pretty cool.
Make way for fire thought. I'm on fire. I shall lift the competition.
Oh my god. Yep, but years prior to this, just strangely enough, that Garrett's landlady at another residence, a previous residence, had to go into Garrett's apartment when she heard screaming coming from his place, only to find Gareth had tied himself to the bed and was unable to get out.
You gotta be careful with those noose knots, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also like, maybe said he tied himself to the bed. Who's to say somebody didn't tie him up and leave his ass there?
That,
You don't want to tell your neighbor that. That's
exactly.
Yeah, right?
Either way, there's a precedent.
Yeah. That he was.
He's doing some weird.
Incapacitated.
I mean, it could have been a setup, you know? Like, they had been planning this for a while.
we're gonna trick people's minds. Make sure the landlady knows about this. So years later, he'll be...
You never know. The mafia's fucking smart, dude.
Before Gareth even started working against the mafia, the mafia was working against him.
That's right.
Back when he was just a Wii code breaker. Just a person playing World of Warcraft online.
Oh, that's when he was.
I don't know when he was, but it was at a different residence.
Forgetting about that blunt over there, are you?
My bad.
This indica's leaving us sluggish.
Oh yeah. So, there were reports that Gareth frequented a gay bar near his home, but they investigated that. The manager claimed that he had never seen him there.
See, that's what I'm saying. He's been framed.
I mean, it also might be like, yeah, I've never seen that guy here, but maybe every time he came down, he was in a frock and a wig. Yeah,
that's true.
But I think you'd notice.
Oh, you're talking about Cindy.
Maybe not. Yeah, you might might only know him as, you know, Kiki LaRue. I like LaRue at the end of the name for some reason.
Actively protecting his identity and his secrets.
Absolutely, could be. Yeah.
Yeah. So if he was gay, though, or a cross-dresser, there was no indication other than the women's clothes. They didn't find makeup or anything on his computer to indicate such a thing. And it would have also been a secret that he kept from his family and his closest friends. Like,
right.
Didn't even let anybody know. But there was reports that Gareth was unhappy with his job and was looking to walk away from GCHQ. And that he might leak classified information.
Oh, snap.
It was the government.
It was a hit on themselves, maybe.
Yep, Snowden style. He was going to fucking peace out of his job and leak all this information. And they were like, nah. Yeah. So.
I mean, that's why it was like professional as fuck.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, that's... That's why people think, or some people think, that MI6 carried out the hit on him and did it in such a way that would have humiliated him. And as a means to send, like, a message to anyone else thinking about leaking information or something like that. Like, don't fuck with us.
It's pretty gangster.
Yeah, we're going to really throw your name through the mud.
We got big old balls over here. We are GCHQ.
They wanted to put their name out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, another reason for this is the length of time that GCHQ waited to do a wellness check on Gareth. A whole week. I mean, even like Starbucks, if you're not showing up 2 days in a row, they're going to like call you up and figure something out. And like they didn't at all. He missed two meetings that he was supposed to like be the presenter of. It wasn't like a meeting he was sitting in on.
No, he was
like
supposed to give the guy with the clicker for the PowerPoint.
Exactly.
Yeah, got you.
Very sketch.
He was supposed to be the guy with the laser pointer at those meetings.
Yeah, like he's got, you know, people that work underneath him. So, and that the fact that they called the police to do the wellness check, they didn't like...
Take it upon themselves.
Yeah, they're above the police.
We are above the police.
I'm above the law. So that's just weird in and of itself. But also the head of MI6 actually attended Gareth's funeral, which was, not regular, especially for him, because it was somebody they claimed to have pretty low, you know, ranking within the... GCHQ, you know, like a nobody, a desk jockey. Because he worked with a team of like three or four other people.
Unless he and the head of GCHQ had a secret lover's relationship.
Ooh. Wow.
Goodbye, Kiki LaRue.
So, but there was something strange that after the police determined, oh, this guy's dead in here and everything, they stood guard, they locked the place down, nobody can go in or out without authority. They actually found that while it was being on lockdown, the scene had been tampered with. And it couldn't have been, it couldn't have happened because there was people standing guard outside this place when they lock it down. So like no one in, no one out without like authorization. And so they, he had, because he lived on the top floor, he had like a nightlight or like a skylight. Somebody could have broken in and like lifted.
Right, Mission Impossible with themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking spies.
Shoot. All right. Gun bow.
So James Bond defeated all the lesser enemies he faced. He just said, gun.
Gun. Pointer finger.
He just fell to the ground. So, thank you for not actually killing us, Mr. Bond.
Non-improv gun. Pow. So, there were photos, like, taken and everything when they, like, laid foot pads down on the floor because they think they could have, like, lifted a footprint or something. They'll put a pad down so you can walk around the scene but not, on, not you know, pressing into those pads.
Mm-hmm.
After that picture was taken, they locked everything down. When they came back, they were moved.
Oh.
Sloppy, yo. For professionals, I'm just saying.
I mean, they did that for a reason. They needed, like, oh, they're going to catch these footprints. They're going to figure out something. Maybe we...
Well, yeah, you were saying it was, like, wiped down.
Mm-hmm. And we have to assume that he was killed a week prior, so they had a week to cover stuff up. You know, why wait until his body's been discovered and everything to come back? So there was a report that not long before his death, Gareth breached his own security clearance when he hacked into a guest list for a party being hosted by Bill Clinton.
Oh.
He did it for a friend that was going to be attending the event.
He's hacking for fun. Hacking on the side. Can't be doing code breaking, unsanctioned code breaking.
Not when you work for the government.
That's right.
Yeah.
They own you.
So Gareth was, like I said, attempting to relocate because he was kind of unhappy with his job. And he was in contact with another employee at GCHQ whom he was going to show his flat to when he leaves. Like, you want to move into this place? But he didn't, he never showed because he was dead. And he was also supposed to have two different meetings. Both of those he never showed up to. So there's a lot of people that know he's nowhere to be found for this long period of time.
Yeah, but they're all...
But they're smart enough not to ask any questions.
Yeah, right? They're all intelligence agency related, though, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't really have people outside of the intelligence community, it seems.
Well, he was supposed to have a meeting, a planned meeting with his sister.
Okay.
Just 2 days after his body was discovered. So he was, you know, still in contact with, you know, his family.
It's more that it just was like bad timing. And everything. Okay.
And he was also supposed to be taking a hike through Switzerland. So he, like,
Poor guy, never get to see beautiful Switzerland.
No.
Do you mean that he was with Lorenz Schlittenbauer?
Yes.
The Hinterkaifeck mystery?
No, he was with the Swiss dancer from It's a Small World.
Oh, they're all together.
Yep, they're all together.
Bonded through Swiss heritage.
Tristan, right along with them, just skipping through the poppy fields.
We are all very different, but the mountains bring us together.
It's like you have been there your whole life, Colin.
So yeah, the thought, the idea that he might have been like trying to commit suicide is a bit of a stretch when you have all these plans that you're making, you know, for the future.
And there wasn't like a suicide note.
No, or, nothing yeah, like
there's
that.
No note. That's.
But in 2015, so five years later, a former KGB agent that had detected, that had defected to Britain, said that he was in communication with Russian intelligence members that claimed they were trying to blackmail Gareth into becoming a double agent.
Oh.
But Gareth refused and told them that he knew the identity of a Russian spy already working inside MI6 and that these Russian agents had to kill Gareth to protect the identity of their man on the inside by introducing an untraceable poison into Gareth's ear canal.
That's specific.
Right? And it's like, why would you even... like, why would you tell him you have all that information?
Well, he already defected to Britain, so it's not like he was...
Well, no, like, why would he tell the KGB that he knows all this and that he would have to, like, kill him to keep it quiet?
Why would he... Oh, yeah, exactly. Why would Gareth say, oh, I already know this about...
Yeah, it's yeah. like, keep your big mouth shut, dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking too much for an intelligence right? guy.
Also, like, why would...
He's like, yo, I bike to work every day.
Like, did he just figure this information out? Like, he figured it out. They walked into the door, and he's like, oh, shit, I was going to tell somebody, but now I won't have the chance.
Maybe.
You caught me right in time.
It might also just be that, like, people were sick of hearing about him biking to work every day.
Yeah, he was one of those guys.
And, like, the company was like, we got to take a hit out on this guy. I'm so sick of hearing how great he feels.
Don't
when he
worry.
Gets to work.
I'll show just up to his funeral. It'll be fine.
Even the boss was annoyed with it. He was like, I get it. You're in better shape.
He tried to guilt trip the boss into, like, feeling guilty about his emissions on the earth.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I see. Now we have motive established.
Yeah. I mean, that's really all the information on the case. I mean, there was a video. There's actually many videos of people trying to lock themselves in that same North Face duffel bag.
Let me see those. Send them my way. You don't have to be naked.
There's,
I don't want to see that.
There's very few people that have been able to do it. It is possible.
Okay.
But
are they like
I don't
similar
think
height
it's,
and stature? Because I feel like that's important.
The only person that I think I saw actually do it was a woman, and she was slightly smaller than Gareth was. But the thing is, the lock, the padlock was for the zippers.
Right, on the outside.
So on the outside. So the thing is, you have the like the handles of the zipper, which you know you can have like that's you got more movement with that. But there's actually a hole inside these zippers that he padlocked.
Yeah.
So it's basically so tight that you wouldn't even be able to get a little straw worth of air breathing in and out of that hole that you're making. So
maybe he hired like someone, a dominatrix, and it went bad, and they're like, I'm gonna bounce.
She or he would be really good at covering their tracks if that's the case.
Yeah,
that's true. I was just trying to look for some kind of, but no, I feel like, yeah. The KGB thing could be very true, or it could definitely be just like MI6.
It's weird that MI6 and GCHQ, there's such like a lapse in time of checking on him. Like 7 days missing yeah. work. That's a full week and then 2 more days. Like if somebody's regularly in every single day... And then all of a sudden, it's just nothing.
Was he taking that trip to Switzerland right now?
Yeah, right.
Was that today? Was that this week?
There were people saying that his punctuality was much like a Swiss clock.
That means on time, yo.
On time. He was punctual as fuck.
I am a victim of that.
I know. I'm commonly late, early. The opposite of what I just said.
That's not how it works.
Listen to the opposite of what I just said. I'm very early for everything. I like even my job appointments, I show up like so fucking early. Sometimes I have to wait outside the house just like it's too early to be knocking on that door.
I mean, it's better to have that association with like positive time, the Swiss, just because they make really good clocks.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the German association with keeping good time. I always said the trains always run on time.
That's my German heritage weeps.
I got some too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
My family helped.
Be a better person.
Yeah, try our best. Learn more about the people around us.
Take control and rewrite history.
My family lived right on the River Rhine and would help fleeing Jews who were coming out of the Black Forest cross the river and into Switzerland.
Oh. Oh.
what a weird reaction.
That's a good thing, Rob.
That's a good thing, yeah. I said, oh, okay, that was a thing that happened. Oh. There's nothing bad with being a little sympathetic to Jews fleeing for their lives.
No, absolutely. That's great. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
just, yay. What do you want me to say? These terrible things happened.
No, but
I'm so happy.
That's not an example of a terrible thing. I don't know.
Being Jewish?
Oh, God.
I feel like this has gone down a very...
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that was the mystery of Gareth. He's such a good gag. Codebreaker. He would have solved. He would have solved Cicada 3301.
I don't think. You know, maybe he was, and there was a hit put out on him.
I mean, he could have been like, you know, maybe thinking I'll be a spy, and the only way to be a spy is to dress like a woman and sneak into places and you know disguises and whatnot.
Welcome to spy school day one. First thing, put on a wig.
Be a believable woman.
Bike to work.
Get those shapely legs.
There's no way biking to work is on the spy list. You have to learn how to drive a Bugatti or something.
Inconspicuousness.
That's the one thing that doesn't track for me with him being a high-level spy. Riding your bike to work is so not spy.
I mean, we don't know how high-tech this bike was. Maybe it had a fucking rocket launcher hidden in it.
It better be an awesome motorcycle. Spies don't ride a bicycle.
No, he got the onesie on and everything. You see all of his pictures, he's got a onesie, you know, from like...
Oh, really?
The leotard, for biking and whatnot. The spandex.
He's serious about it.
He's got the cup and all. Whoa. Bicycle underwear. Them shits ain't cheap.
That gives a lot of traction to the theory that people were sick about hearing about the bike.
I mean, what do you do when you bike to work? Do you just switch out your underwear? Or do you keep the same biking underwear?
Rob needs to know about your underwear habits.
Yeah.
Let him know.
If you bike to work, how do you make that work?
Just drive home and ride your bike after work, people.
Yeah, how do you get the bike there?
I don't mind.
Do you just put the bike on top of the car roof? But then how do you get the car back? Hold on.
Yeah, fair enough. They have that new thing. I think it's just a prototype where you like sit in it. It's like a one-person car, basically, but it's just a bicycle. And, it's just like a pedal power little automobile kind of thing. And it has a windshield and a fully enclosed thing. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Does like the gear ratio somehow make it so it goes as fast as a car, or at least street speeds?
I think it's got those like booster things that bikes have, where you can like gain a little speed and then like put it into the engine. Like the braking builds up a little battery power, and then it like pushes you forward when you need it to.
Nice.
To get up big hills and stuff like that. Yeah. Anyway, that's a tangent that wasn't necessary.
No, fascinating. I want one for my motorcycle.
Right. I think it's just a case of spy killing another spy. It's such a...
Spy on spy crime, man.
Do you think it's an inside job or a Russian hit?
I mean, it sounds more like a Russian hit.
Maybe MI6 hired the Russians, so it's both.
They're in bed with the Russians?
It could just be a case of cross lines, like he was the wrong hit. You know, he was just a low-level guy.
Oh, it was Ben.
But it seems so strange that they would, like, lock his body in a duffel bag and all that kind of stuff. Like,
if you were going to send a message, it would be less obscure, too, I think, though. You know what I mean? That's why it feels more, like, accidental or something. Mm-hmm. And then somebody just did a good job covering up. I don't know. Lots of things to think. If you have ideas about what happened to Gareth... Please comment. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, YouTube.
It's all the things.
Soon to be Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify.
All the things.
All the things. You can find us on all the things. This is High Mystery Podcast. I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Robert.
For some reason, thinks his name deserves more emphasis than the rest. Pause. All right. Have a good one.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.